little band called Triangle Forest right there just to kick off the show. How's everyone doing? My name is Dennis G, and we are here on Night Ride FM. It is approximately 9 o'clock, and we're going to go about a half hour. We're going to do just a quick little test show, and this theme of the show is going to be my favorite Neon performers, because Neon, thankfully, is going to be coming this year, hopefully, for Neon 2. We did get the announcement from Grant, and we are very excited to hear, and we can't wait to see what the lineup is going to be, because I know for a fact that it is going to be bigger and better than last year, and I don't even know if that's even possible, but you never know when it comes to Grant, because he is the wizard behind the scenes. He's putting it all together. Great show. And hopefully, if you guys are in the Northeast area, you will definitely check it out. So we're just going to cover a couple of my favorite performances. And this band that I just played, Triangle Forest, this is one of those songs that just kind of fell under the radar for many, many years. And they're a local band out of Providence, and they are freaking amazing when they play live. And if you're in the Providence area, you most likely will have seen them perform if you are in the area and in the synthwave scene. But definitely one of my highlight performances of, I believe it was Saturday night that they performed. Fantastic, with the guitar and everything, just unbelievable. Once again, my name is Dennis G. This is my show. I'm going to go about a half hour just doing some hits. Once again, we are covering all my favorite performances from Neon Retrofest, which is coming up. We're going to go into our next artist. This is probably one of my favorite artists. I will put this in my top three 2018 albums. This is Let 'Em Riot.
Watch them go. watch them go. Yeah, those city lights, a faded glow. Tell the stories of a golden age. Hide away from all the times I've changed. Never stop, and I'm afraid to know. Holding on to all the things I've grown. Tell the stories of the golden age. Hide away from all the times I've changed.
That was Let 'Em Riot with Golden Age, one of my favorite songs, and one of my favorite performances from Neon Retrofest, one of my top five, and easily my top three albums of 2018. Very, very good album, and in fact, it was kind of a accumulation of stuff that he's done over the many, many years. He actually released a lot of that as singles on Bandcamp. And he just kind of rolled everything together with New Retro Wave, put out that sweet, sweet album, and it is fantastic. And I'm pretty sure that if you go to the Bandcamp website right now, you could pick up one of those clear limited edition vinyls. I believe they are still for sale. I have one hanging up in my room, and I tell you what, it is absolutely gorgeous. Make sure you throw a little money in these artists' direction. They are working real hard to deliver the best synthwave music that they can, and they are absolutely delivering. 2018 was a great year. In fact, 2018 was the year that I got introduced to this band as well. This is a little band known as The Rain Within. Another great performance at Neon Retro Fest. I actually saw them play two times. I saw them at Human 2, and I saw them at Neon. And always something great, live drummer, live keys, live singing, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience. This is a little song called Divided Line.
Burning
And there it is, a little Rain Within, The Rain Within, Dividing Line, another great album that, a band I was introduced last year for the first time, and I tell you what, I heard them play, and I was absolutely blown away at Human 2. Sometimes they get a little crazy, they bring out the lasers, and it is absolutely mind-blowing of a show, tons and tons of fun to watch. Great performers, and again, this is my top five performers of Neon Retrofest. So if you are listening to this sounds, you might want to check these guys out on Bandcamp, on Spotify. They are all over the place. Wherever you find good music, they are there. We're going to go into my next artist here. This is a great, great performance. I actually was way more impressed, not that I didn't think they were a good performer, but I was actually really, really blown away with the live performance. And this is Glass Apple Bonsai. He totally has his performance nailed down, live singing, live keys, and just a really, really good polished sound that he put together at Neon Retrofest. Good stuff. And this is a little song called Holy War, one of my favorite tunes. Once again, make sure you listen each and every single night at Night Ride FM. This is where it's all happening. We have live performances, we have live chats, talks, and of course 24/7 live radio screaming at 320 kilobits per second. So great stuff. Always something to listen to. And if you are a synthwave fan, this definitely has to be on your dial. Check it out. Once again, this is Glass Apple Bonsai.
One breath in the nighttime, upon the eve of 10,000 dreams and the falling snow. The nighttime, you twist and turn as your body burns, but you'll never know.
Shadows, we hide.
once again, that is a little glass apple bonsai. Wow, the fireball is really kicking in. And so we're going to get ready to wrap it on up. We got two more artists we are going to get you guys on board with. And two of my favorite performers besides the ones that we just listened to. You're definitely going to have to check this band out. And this is actually one of my favorite performances of Saturday night. And actually, I'm not a huge Outrun guy. I'm more into a lot of synth pop, a little bit of dark synth. But this was just straight up Outrun that just got the dance floor moving. And of course, it is from a living legend. This is the Mr. Robert Parker. Closing out the Saturday night show, and it was absolutely fantastic. Great time. I don't think I danced that much in my life, I tell you. He really had the dance floor going, and that was the closeout of the Saturday night show. Remember, Neon went for three nights, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so it was a three-day Synthfest of epic proportions. So we had such a good time. The last artist that we're going to put on here is actually one of my favorite all-time artists, and this is Bonjita. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I practiced all day long. But this is a band out of Serbia. Great, great band. And I tell you what, their performance was fantastic. And he just keeps coming out with hit after hit. And this is some new stuff I'm going to play. And it's not a debut or anything like that. It's actually been on Bandcamp for a couple days, at least a week now. And just so you guys know, if you wanted to check out this band and this particular album, this is a special album. It's called Lunar Halo, and it is for Synth Aid 2018. So it's kind of for a good cause that they're putting this together. And this is to benefit the Environmental Defense Fund. So the EDF, they address most urgent environmental challenges by targeting issues that affect people around the world. Always good cause. It's a great thing I like about the Synthwave community is they are always out to help people out. It is a great, tight-knit community, and that's the reason why I love it so much. So this is one of my favorite tracks off of this album. I suggest checking it out, picking it up on Bandcamp. It is once again for a good cause, and we are getting ready to close out the show with this song. Once again, my name is Dennis G, and I want to thank you for listening, and make sure you check us out. We always got something going on Night Ride FM.
Avez le temps, non, tout verrons des réponses. Ah non, désir.